Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to your daily dose of innovation and insight with the AI Interface, bringing you the latest from the world of technology and AI, right here, right now.
It's Thursday, March 28th, 2024, a fine day to dive into the digital future together. I'm R. John, your co-pilot on this enlightening journey.
And I'm R. Sarah, thrilled to unravel today's tech mysteries alongside you. We've got a show packed with the hot topics making rounds in the AI community.
Starting off with a groundbreaking initiative from Google.org. They're launching a whopping $20 million generative AI accelerator program aimed at empowering nonprofits. Intrigued yet? Because that's just the tip of the iceberg.
And as if that wasn't exciting enough, we're also delving into how AI leaders are leveraging their edge, especially amidst rising tensions with China. It's a global chess game with artificial intelligence at the center, and you'll want to hear all about it.
Plus, we'll sprinkle in our expert analysis, ensuring you're not just updated, but also enlightened on why these developments matter. So, whether you're a tech aficionado or just curious about the AI world, you're in the right place.
Stay with us as we navigate through the intricacies of these topics, offering insights and perspectives that you won't find anywhere else. Trust me, you don't want to miss a beat.
Shifting gears now to our central story of the day, Google.org quote S massive $20 million generative AI accelerator program. This is a bold move by Google's philanthropic arm, aiming to revolutionize how nonprofits employ technology. Sarah, what are your thoughts on this initiative?
John, this initiative represents a significant leap towards democratizing AI technology for social good. By focusing on nonprofits, Google.org is not just funding innovations, it's essentially nurturing a future where tech serves as a catalyst for societal improvement. The inclusion of organizations like Quill.org and the World Bank highlights a diverse approach, aiming to enrich various sectors, from education to global development research.
Absolutely, Sarah. And what's particularly fascinating about this program is the breadth of applications it's targeting. For instance, Tarim Lee's ambition to use AI for language translation services for refugees, that's groundbreaking. It's about removing barriers and providing essential services more efficiently.
Indeed, John. And let's not overlook the stated benefits. According to Annie Lewin, Director of Global Advocacy at Google.org, AI can help social impact teams be more productive, creative, and effective at nearly half the cost. This reinforces the notion that AI isn't just a luxury of the corporate world, but a tool within reach for those aiming to make a real difference.
But it's not all smooth sailing, is it? There are hurdles. A PwC survey points out significant barriers for nonprofits, chiefly cost, resources, and time. Google.org quote S initiative seems to be a direct response to this, providing not just funding, but also crucial technical training and mentorship.
Exactly, John. The aim is to lower these barriers, yet the question remains, will this be enough to drive a widespread adoption of AI among nonprofits? According to Lewin, nearly half of the nonprofits are still hesitant due to a lack of tools, awareness, and training.
It's a step in the right direction, Sarah. Encouragingly, there's a growing trend of nonprofit AI-focused startups suggesting a budding ecosystem ready to take on these challenges. With initiatives like Google.org's, we could see an acceleration in this space, opening new possibilities for social impact.
On that note, John, it's essential to discuss the implications of such initiatives on the broader spectrum of societal development. From an economic standpoint, the reduced costs and time for achieving goals could lead to more efficient humanitarian aid and development efforts everywhere.
And socially, introducing AI into nonprofit initiatives can level the playing field, offering underserved communities access to services and opportunities that were previously out of reach. The potential for positive change is immense.
However, John, it's crucial to remain cautious about ethical concerns. As nonprofits adopt AI, ensuring that these innovations respect privacy and promote equity will be paramount. It's a delicate balance between embracing AI's potential while safeguarding against its pitfalls.
Absolutely, Sarah. It's a conversation we need to continue having as we navigate this evolving landscape. But for now, Google.org quote S initiative seems poised to make a significant impact, opening doors to new ways we can utilize AI for the greater good.
Well said, John. With that, we conclude our in-depth look at Google.org's $20 million Generative AI Accelerator program. It's initiatives like these that remind us of the transformative power of technology when aligned with humanitarian goals.
Pivoting to an equally crucial topic in today's tech landscape, we're diving into the growing tension between the US and China, particularly through the lens of artificial intelligence. Silicon Valley leaders are rallying in Congress, emphasizing the importance of not falling behind in the AI race. Sarah, this feels like a critical moment for both technology and geopolitical strategy.
Absolutely, John. As the tech Cold War escalates, this gathering of minds in Washington is more than a conference. It's a statement. Jacob Hellberg from Palantir, alongside other tech magnates, is orchestrating this effort to bring the urgency of AI competition front and center. It's a powerful coalition attempting to sway lawmakers and the public alike.
And the context here is vital. Recently, the US took decisive steps, like banning TikTok and reinforcing commitments to stay ahead of China's tech advancements. With China responding by blacklisting leading US tech companies, the stakes couldn't be higher. This conference isn't just about AI. It's a strategic maneuver within a larger geopolitical chess game.
Indeed, this Hill and Valley Forum, set for May 1st, will see more than 100 technology leaders and investors converging to push for a more aggressive stance against China's AI progress. With influential figures like Alex Karp of Palantir and Sequoia Capital's Roelof Botha participating, the message is clear. The race in AI technology is also a race for geopolitical supremacy.
What's notable is the dual approach discussed. Not only are these influencers advocating against regulations they see as restrictive, but they're also urging for more governmental support in AI research and development. The aspect of relaxing immigration policies to attract more AI talent makes for a fascinating debate. It seems to suggest a holistic strategy in securing the US's leadership in AI.
Correct. And this strategy signals several profound implications. Economically, remaining at the forefront of AI innovation could secure the US's position as a global tech leader, potentially influencing global markets and supply chains. Socially, the outcomes of this push might shape the future of work, cybersecurity, and even international relations.
On that note, it's intriguing to consider the political landscape. With figures like Speaker Mike Johnson and Representative Richie Torres attending, the bipartisan interest is evident. This could hint at AI's transcendence beyond traditional political divides, propelling it to a national priority status.
Absolutely, John. But it's also important to balance this perspective with concerns around AI ethics, data privacy, and the potential for an arms race in technological weapons. While advancing in AI is crucial, navigating these ethical quandaries is equally important for ensuring a future where technology serves humanity positively.
And that's a wrap on today's in-depth exploration of the US-China tech tension and its manifestations through AI. As Silicon Valley leaders and lawmakers gear up for the Hill and Valley Forum, the decisions made and the discussions held could very well chart the course for the future of AI, not just in the US, but globally.
Engaging and thought-provoking, John. The dance between technology, politics, and ethics continues to enthrall us all. Now let's shift our focus to another exhilarating piece of news on today's agenda.
And that brings us to the end of today's journey through the dynamic world of AI and technology. We dove deep into Google.org's ambitious $20M Generative AI Accelerator program, spotlighting its potential to revolutionize the nonprofit sector. And we navigated the complex currents of global tech politics, examining the US-China AI rivalry and its broader implications.
Our heartfelt thanks go out to you, our dedicated listeners, for joining us on this enlightening expedition. Your curiosity fuels our passion, making every episode a shared adventure. A special shout out to Annie Lewin and Jacob Hellberg for their invaluable insights, making today's discussions richer and more compelling.
For those eager to continue the conversation, we invite you to engage with us further. Follow us on our social media platforms, subscribe to our podcast for updates, and don't hesitate to share your thoughts and feedback. Every interaction strengthens our community, sparking dialogues that matter.
As we close this episode, we hope to leave you inspired and informed, pondering the transformative power of technology. Let's carry forward the spirit of innovation and critical thinking, exploring together how AI and technology can shape a brighter, more inclusive future.
Goodbye for now, but not for long. This is R. John alongside R. Sarah, bidding you a hopeful and inspired farewell. Stay curious, stay engaged, and join us again tomorrow for another episode of The AI Interface, where technology meets humanity. Until then, take care.